This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, has been pressing the idea of common development to a large-scale session in Beijing among representatives of the Communist Party of China and other political parties from around the world. The inter-party event in Beijing has given a focus of discussing how to expand the notion of a community with a shared future for mankind. As part of his keynote speech to the opening session on Friday, Xi Jinping calling for more to be done to safeguard world security and push for economic globalization. He also suggests there should be a new model of party-to-party relations, including more inter-party exchanges. It's been announced the CPC will invite 15,000 members of foreign political parties to China for exchanges in the coming 5 years. Government leaders from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries have wrapped up their latest meeting in the Russian city of Sochi. Addressing the SCO leaders at the session, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has focused on areas such as trade liberalization and facilitation among the SCO countries. He's also encouraged more SCO members to improve their trading methods and has called for more support for cross-border e-commerce development. A joint communique has also been issued following the two-day meeting calling on SCO leaders to uphold an open and inclusive multilateral trading system. China and France agreeing to advance cooperation in various fields at their latest annual high-level economic and financial dialogue. Over 70 cooperation outcomes said to have been made at the meeting in Beijing, one of them involving expanding cooperation in the financial sector. Two sides have also reaffirmed a commitment to globalization, as well as strengthening cooperation through the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. Session is the first high-level talks between China and France since Xi Jinping and French President Emmanuel Macron met on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. The municipal government in Tianjin calling for a thorough probe into a fire that has killed at least 10 people and injured 5 others. The fire breaking out early on Friday in a high-rise apartment in Hexi District. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. Authorities note the fire has taken place while the building was being refurbished. Tianjin's municipal government also ordering a citywide safety inspection. Police have detained several people for further investigation. The former national security advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about conversations with Russian officials. Michael Flynn, the latest person inside the Trump administration to be reached in a probe by special counsel Robert Mueller. The investigation targeting alleged collusion between the Kremlin and Trump's team during last year's presidential campaign. Special counsel's office charging Flynn with lying to the FBI about two contacts he had with the then Russian ambassador to the U.S. nearly a year ago. Flynn could face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. However, it's widely believed that Flynn has cut a deal to avoid jail time by agreeing to work with Mueller's investigation. The White House on record saying the charges against Flynn implicate no one else in the White House. Russian lawmakers reportedly considering an accreditation ban on all U.S. media outlets for the country's parliament, the State Duma. This is said to be a response to the U.S. move to withdraw the accreditation for RT America, the Russian government's main English-language TV channel. Regional parliaments also said to be considering restrictions on U.S. journalists as well. RT America stripped of its media credentials on Wednesday for Capitol Hill due to its registration as a foreign agent in the U.S., U.S. side forcing RT America to register as a foreign agent in response to alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. Russian President Vladimir Putin responding last week by signing a bill requiring foreign-funded media outlets in Russia to register as foreign agents. The final draw for next year's FIFA World Cup in Russia taking place in Moscow. Defending champions Germany being drawn into a group with Mexico, Sweden, and South Korea in Group F. European champions Portugal have been put into a group with Spain, as well as Morocco and Iran. Host Russia will take on Saudi Arabia in the tournament's opening match and have also been grouped with Egypt and Uruguay. China's banking regulator specifying new rules to clean up micro-lending. Small loans are offered by financial institutions to consumers with high interest rates and short loan periods. This market has been seeing explosive growth due to its convenience, but also under scrutiny for being loosely regulated. In a statement, the China Banking Regulatory Commission says it will halt new approvals of online microlenders and cross-region lending businesses. It's also warning existing microlenders against overborrowing and abusive debt collection. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.